Well, what is it I can do to assist you? That's what's important.
I'm tell you what, I...
It's not about me, it's about you.
I need to just get my oil changed.
The house special, as we call it?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me for my rudeness.
You're fine.
The lunch I had is trying to fight me back. Now, here is the $64,000 question.
I need it tomorrow by 2 p.m.
You're my new best friend. Thank you for the clipboard.
Yeah, I got to drive to Louisville tomorrow, so. And I know before y'all yell at me that I should have gotten my oil changed an oil change ago, but it just hadn't happened.
I work here and I'm late every time. I'm not making fun of anybody. I work here. Matter of fact, my daughter's car is 300 miles overdue right now, and I can't get her out of the car long enough to do it.
From the Commute Studio, also known as my car, it's The Commute with your host, Paul Strickland. You know, this week we have a special guest with us this week, and I said this week twice because that's how much I like this guy. Brian Bates is here, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Brian Bates from Nashville. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky. That's where we're going to be playing the Comedy Caravan together. Louisville is the largest city in the United States state of Kentucky and the county seat of Jefferson County. Since 2003, that city's borders have been coterminous with those of the county, and so, to avoid shame, they had to get married.
We clearly don't know what coterminous means.
Louisville is sometimes referred to as either the northernmost southern city or the southernmost northern city in the United States.
What does that mean? Like they're polite to you and rude at the same time?
They don't say things like thank you. They say stuff like, hey, thank you, buddy.
Huh. Well, you know, Paul, if the South rose again and the North stays strong, like Louisville would be the site of a great reality TV show.
I would like to suggest we call it Uncivil War Shore. Louisville is southeasterly situated along the border between Kentucky and Indiana, the Ohio River in north-central Kentucky at the Falls of Ohio. The Louisville metropolitan area is often referred to as Kentuckiana.
Yeah, in fact, that person who came up with the name Kentuckiana also named a dog Labradoodle. And a vacation where you stay at home, unemployment.
I'm going to go use the bathroom so quickly it will seem impossible.
Okay. The first European settlement in the vicinity of modern-day Louisville was on Corn Island in 1778 by Colonel George Roger Clark. He's credited as the founder of Louisville. The first Kentucky Derby was held on May 17, 1875, at the Louisville Jockey Club, later renamed Churchill Downs. One-third of all of the bourbon whiskey comes from Louisville, and two-thirds of Louisville is drunk three-thirds of the time. Welcome back, Paul.
I feel 3 pounds lighter now.
Okay.
There are three common pronunciations of the city's name. Most natives pronounce the city's name as Louisville, which is sometimes shortened to Louisville. The pronunciation Louisville, however, is often used by political leaders and media. At night, Louisville is often pronounced because of all of that bourbon.
Interesting.
In 2004, Louisville recorded 70 murders. The numbers for 2005 ranged from 55 to 59, because sometimes it's hard to know if people are dead. How did 4 zombies get under this Wikipedia page?
Yeah, it's like weird. The FBI says there's 55, LMPD says 59. I guess like 4 of them woke up after a 2-day hangover?
I heard instead of smelling salts, the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department dipped their fingers in bourbon and try to awaken unconscious people.
Is that true?
No. The 2005 through 2007 population estimate was 74.8% white.
Which means white people think of themselves as a minority.
22.9% black or African American. I don't know the difference between those. 2% Asian. 1.4% from some other race. And 1.6% from 2 or more races. Clearly one of those races was the Kentucky Derby.
Clearly.
Famous people from Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky. Muhammad Ali. Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Thomas Edison.
Interesting.
Rajon Rondo, point guard for the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter S. Thompson, and Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, interesting fact, Cassius Clay became a Muslim and then, of course, went on to a successful career as a boxer.
More interesting fact, Tom Cruise became an actor and went on to a successful career as a Scientologist.
Indeed.
And today you can only spend $41.46.
That's all I can spend?
That's all. Now, that didn't include gratuity, though, if you want to.
Thanks, man.
I cannot believe this day is going to drag on forever. It's 10:20. I feel like I've been, it'll be 4 o'clock. This is the slowest day we've had in months.
Hmm.
And tell me it's not because there's a marathon this weekend. Surely to God, people did not just quit coming to work or today dried up because 30,000 people are running downtown Saturday.
Okay, so it was left lane ends 1 mile, and then left lane ends 1/2 mile, and then it said lane ending merge right, okay? But for some reason, Buffy McMercedes floozy couldn't seem to figure it out fast enough. We're in a 55, and she's clearly going a little ahead of that. She's probably going 60. And at 60 miles an hour, a minute is a mile. So she had a minute. She had 60 seconds to make a decision. And what was, let's think this through. What was her decision? Her decision was either run into the big orange things or don't. Those were her choices. And she didn't even choose until the last second. So I had to slam on my brakes because I couldn't get over because of the trucker in the right lane where he was supposed to be. It's not his fault. She was too busy, whatever, she was daydreaming about a pedicure or something. You know, I'm going to talk to my dad about, he's got friends that make laws or something. And I was going to ask him to talk to them about these orange things in the middle of the interstate in Kentucky. But it's just orange. It's just gauche. They don't match the sidewalk or the pavement or whatever they call what we're driving on. It's black and it's gray and then all of a sudden orange. It's just gross. I have a friend, she's an interior designer, but she could do this. She could be an exterior designer just as well. It wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. I can tell you one thing, she would do a better job than yellow lines and white lines and black asphalt and then orange cones. And then all of a sudden she's like, merge! Oh, I've got to merge! Oh, person in that Hyundai Accent who's talking on a recorder while he's driving really fast. I hope that he can let me over. Is it okay if you slam on your brakes, poor man? Oh, it's such a good thing that he let me over. Oh, I'm so glad that that poor man in that dirty Hyundai Accent let me over. I had no idea those big orange things were that you could hit them. Yeah, now we're at a construction site. We're in a construction area. And there's a big sign with flashing lights that says trucks entering, exiting left lane. So she's in the right lane, and she merges into the left lane. She sees the sign clearly, makes a choice, and then chooses the left lane. Oh! She merges into the lane that trucks are trying to get into. It's like, what am I, some kind of target? Do I just look like something that you're trying to hit? Yep. There she goes. She's finally getting off an exit. I only have to go 70 more miles without her in my life. Buffy McMercedes floozy. That's what I call her. Her first name's Buffy, because of course it is. And then clearly she's Irish or Scottish. And then the name of her car is Mercedes. And I'm assuming she married someone whose last name is Floozy. And so it's hyphenated. Buffy, McMercedes, Floozy, everyone. Also, I get angry a lot when I'm driving. Okay. Kentucky Down Under. Exit 58. Right here near Horse Cave, Kentucky. Horse Cave, Kentucky. Yep, Kentucky Down Under. It's like if you were in Australia, except all the people don't talk weirdly, and the toilet water swirls in the proper direction, but there's kangaroos. Does anybody else think it's maybe a terrible idea to have kangaroos in Kentucky? It just sounds like the beginning of a new hobby. You know, there's you know, cow tipping, and there's horse racing, and now maybe there's roo gigging. Let's go out there and get some roo. Let's go gig for some roo. Delicious. Okay, well, a semi went off to the right and up into the woods, and somehow a FedEx truck was involved. And now we're going normal people speeds. I hope everybody was okay back there. Yeah.
What is he talking about?
That was interesting, wasn't it? Jeez.
Over 1 hour earlier.
Okay. I'm parked on the interstate. I'm going 0 in a 70. I'm presently next to a giant truck with horses, two stories of horses. There's a horse on the upper level that is looking down at me right now. He's got to be 6 feet in the air, standing 6 feet in the air. So no matter how annoyed I am that it's weird that I'm in a moving machine sitting still, at least I'm not a horse standing in the air, staring down at a person recording a podcast. Oh, man. I am still sitting in traffic. It's 42, 40, I'm terrible at math, 41 minutes. It's over 40 minutes, but less than 3/4 of an hour. Since the last time I turned this recorder on. And I'm sitting almost in the same place. I might have moved, you know, 50 yards. I'm seriously considering running a hose from my exhaust pipe into my air conditioning system. People have started turning around, like U-turning in the median, and I have, this is where I'm at in this hostage situation. I've started to develop a strange kind of pride in the fact I'm sticking it out. Like, yeah, you just go ahead and you U-turn and you get wherever you're going faster. I'm going to find out what has stopped us, and I'm going to push through. I'm going to stay on course. Yeah, U-turn all you want to. Your influence isn't going to stop me from staying stopped. I am... Ugh. Oh, I'm still sitting. I'm sitting behind a 7-Up truck. Which, that's got to be sad enough. Make a career move now, it says. 7-Up. www.drpeppersnapple.com/careers. An equal opportunity employer. I just have to stare at the 7-Up logo. It's like that scene in Clockwork Orange. Like, I can't close my eyes. Even though I'm not driving, I'm still in a car. Something just makes me just stare forward into this giant ball of the 7-Up. Giant red ball. Oh, man. We're moving. Oh, goodness. 7 miles at 10 miles an hour. 12. Okay. 15. 20. Oh, goodness. Is it going to happen? Are we going to keep moving? Or am I going to have my brakes again? Oh. It's time for Interview Jeopardy! The interview format in which I ask questions in response to answers that were in response to questions I edited out. This week's interview? Tim McClendon and Adam White. Tim McClendon, let's start this party creepy!
I travel all over the country looking for married people.
What?
Marriage ministries seem to like my act quite a bit, and so, yeah.
Adam White, you used to troll around for the ladies in groups. Tell us about the history of that.
13 years since I decided to quit playing in bands and strike out on my own.
Tim McClendon, you are a fantastic writer yourself, but we all know that you have help. Tell us about your daughter, your writing partner.
She's really funny. I mean, that's pretty much knock-knock jokes, but it's pretty funny stuff that she comes up with.
Ugh, okay, Adam. All right, Adam. Adam White, go ahead. I don't want you to feel left out. Tell us about your kids.
They're about five, somewhere around there. I don't even know when they were born, really. I wasn't there. I just found them under a pile of wood.
Tim, what was your first stand-up gig like?
And I had, like, no experience. I just figured I was eye candy or whatever.
Okay, now...
A lot of people will be your friend, and then you'll find out that they weren't actually your friends.
Wow, Adam. I'm sorry I missed your birthday. All right? I'm sorry. I've said it. I'm sorry. Tim, plug yourself.
Yeah, you can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/preacherkid or my outdated website, timmcclendoncomedy.com.
Okay, quickly, Adam, we're running out of time here, so just very quickly, please, can you tell us where we can find you?
Well, if you want to find me, what you can do is you can go to google.com and type in Adam White Comedian, and you'll find my website, because I wanted to have blogspot.com as my website. Turns out that Google owns that. So I had to get adamwhitecomedy.blogspot.com.
All right. I was just brief, please. So Brian and I were walking to go get some dinner, and we wanted to stop in to get dinner and watch the NFL draft, because we're dudes. And so, as we went into one restaurant, they didn't have the draft playing, so we left to go to another restaurant and ran into a gentleman who had a big, big sign who was marching up and down the sidewalk protesting that particular restaurant. Here is a few snippets of the conversation we had with him that he doesn't know we recorded. What's happening now? We're boycotting it because they're not showing the draft. Why are you boycotting it?
Because I was hired as a waiter here. What they do is they hire you in and they don't tell you. After you get trained, then they tell you that Rams is going to take 30% of your tips. That's what it's all about. He makes more money by taking the waiter's tips than he does by selling food.
The other waiters are okay with it, apparently?
It's a revolving door. What the thing is, they don't tell you during the interview that they're going to take 30%. 30% of your tips. He'll interview you, but he won't tell you he's taking 30% of your tips when he interviews you.
Right.
And it's just it's like a carnival. You ever been to the carnival?
Yeah.
You know that kind of people?
Yeah. He's a carny.
Yeah, he's a carny. So basically that's the deal. And the reason I'm doing this is because I could just go away.
Yeah.
But then hundreds of young people would get shafted.
Yeah.
So I feel as an adult, I have a responsibility to stay here and make sure this doesn't continue.
What?
What's his excuse? What does he say about it?
I tried to talk to him about that. He cussed me up and down. So that's what he had to say.
Well, good luck. Yeah. So last night we were walking by and there was a dude walking by with a sign.
Protest it, Ron. Yeah.
So what's the dude? What is this about? He was. Let me tell you what he said.
And okay.
He told us that Ramsey takes 30% of your tips.
Ramsey doesn't take 30% of our tips. No, we tip out. All the servers tip out our support staff. So bussers.
So hosts, bussers, like every center. Other restaurant
yeah,
ever.
Every restaurant does. I know. I don't know if he's ever worked in a restaurant before. I think he was working as like he apparently this is what I've heard. I haven't talked to him. Apparently, I think before he started working here, he was like he was in Japan doing ESL. So when he flew back, he just like got a job here.
What? Well, everyone, it happened. That was one of what I assume to be many episodes from the lovely Louisville, Kentucky. I want to thank Adam White, Tim McClendon, and the hilarious but soft-spoken Brian Bates.
www.brianbatescomedy.com and at Brian Bates Comic.
It's been a great, great week. We met Buffy McMercedes Floozy. We met a man who has no idea how restaurants work, but he certainly knows how to work his freedom of speech. By the way, just a side note, I lived in Louisville for quite a while, and don't boycott Ramsay's. If you're ever in Louisville, go to Ramsay's. It's delicious. Not only does Ramsay not take 30% of your tips, he gave me 30% of my gut. Yep, I've been Paul Strickland, and remember, when you go rugigging, aim for the pouch.